The Yuma County Chamber of Commerce hosted a candidate forum Thursday with 13 candidates for the State House and State Senate present. KAWC's Victor Calderon was there and gives us this report.
The forum was held at the Yuma Civic Center during midday. The 13 candidates each answered four questions that were pre-selected from the Chamber's Board of Directors and event sponsors. Questions addressed topics like water, trade with Mexico, recruiting higher-skilled workers into rural Arizona, immigration reform, and Medicaid. Candidates said they welcomed the opportunity for voters to hear directly from them. Sina Kerr is the incumbent Republican state senator for District 13.
Well, it's so critically important that the voters are informed, that they get to meet the candidates, that they get to hear us, see us, talk to us afterwards. And, you know, our republic is so fragile, and it depends on the involvement and, and everybody, being part of the process.
Education funding was one issue that had both sides going back and forth. Debate focused on the best policies to increase teacher pay and other issues highlighted by the Red for Ed movement and supporters of the Invest in Ed ballot initiative. Lisa Atondo is running unopposed as a Democratic state senator in District 4.
You know, it's imperative that Arizona, the entire state, the school districts of the entire state are well-funded. Our classroom sizes need to be smaller. Our teacher salaries are still at the lower end of the scale nationwide. And our buildings. Our buildings are still, in some situations, very concerning disrepair. So there's a lot of very important issues, and the funding formula does need to be reviewed.
Event organizers said the forum sold out with more than 200 people in attendance. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.